This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fresh from the garden. Our first day of the broadcast week kicks in. It's a little chilly outside, depending on where you are. I've heard snow in Texas, of all places. We got snow in Minnesota. Oh, my gosh. At the home of GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. So winter is on, even though it's technically fall. And, the leaves are a-changing. It's getting chilly. I was out in the garden after my bike ride yesterday with my wife and son. My daughter was out playing with some friends. And we were harvesting before the hard freeze coming tomorrow. And those of you seen maybe some of the pictures of it. An abundance like it. I am blessed. And I'm not only blessed for the abundance of the food that's delivered in this garden that I inherited, but blessed because my good buddy Chris Barr, not a doc, is here with me as Super Don is enjoying his time at the beach. Chris Barr, can you imagine Super Don at the beach? Doesn't happen.
No, I can't, but good for him, I guess, if he's on a beach where he's not freezing to death.
Yeah, I don't know, somewhere out on the coast of Oregon, I for him it's just being out there by the ocean. It's a peaceful thing, and I get that. He just doesn't do it very often. And I think that people that are driven, and I know you are too, as am I, we don't take a lot of downtime. We work. Sometimes we got to remember, you know, there's a place for rest. There's something called a Sabbath, whichever day you take it. But today is the first day of our broadcast week, and I'm glad you are here with me. And we're going to be sharing some stories of stunning revelations from the medical elite acknowledging mineral deficiencies in gene problems or issues. But they're not fully getting it. We're going to get there in just a few minutes. But, Chris, I know, again, your work schedule. Everybody, if you don't know Not a Doc, he and his wife, Not a Nurse, they go out, travel around the Midwest, and even like where we were at the Trinity Conference, sharing the good news that nutrition from food can transform your life the way it was intended to do so in an empowering way. And yet, so many people believe, like I did growing up, that food just magically appears in the grocer's freezer or the drive-thru, and that somehow that will sustain healthy life, and that if it's not sustained that way, we can always go for a pharmaceutical drug approved by the Fear and Death Administration. That's your cue.
I'm sorry, I saw something on the chat there. Well, I've got to do two things at once. I've been up since 2:30 Eastern time working, so.
Yeah. All right, so we got Not a Doc on a kind of a, I don't know, he's doing mental crutches, but usually his mind just kicks into gear any moment here. And we're talking about the opening sequence of stories. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, Super Don, even in his absence, put it up there. And it goes into this question. Ask yourself, why are there no prescription medications without horrific side effects? And it brings in this concept of, we live in the United States of drug America. Idiocracy is at play here. Not in the future, but right now. Over the course of the 20th century, we were convinced that medicine approved from petrochemicals, approved by the FDA, would save us from all ailments that have occurred throughout history, when in fact they've created ailments that have never existed in history, Chris.
Well, yes, and the reason we don't have any drugs that don't have horrific side effects, or at least side effects, is because we're not supposed to take those things. The side effects are things that the body's responding to because, oh, what is this? This is screwy, screws loose. So we're trying to do something by another means than the body means to do. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have problems. It's the same thing with synthetic nutrients, which in truth are drugs, if you want to be honest about it. And the synthetic nutrients also have side effects, although much less than the other drugs. That's why I call them drugs light.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, we've, if you look at chromium is very important for the kidneys. Most people don't know that, but if you get chromium picolinate, it's actually documented to cause kidney damage. Beta-carotene in food reduces cancer risk, but synthetic beta-carotene increases cancer risk. So when you use the wrong form, which is a drug, you have side effects, but they're lesser.
Yeah.
So when you use something that's not even a fake nutrient, it's just something that's just poison, which is what drugs are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course you're going to have side effects, and some people are going to have more than others, just because that's the way the human body is. And you know, some people will have worse responses than others. Yeah, so no, there are no safe drugs. And you know, every once in a while we hear someone talk about who was the guy on CNN that everybody loves? It's called Tylenol, the safest drug. About 5 or 6 years ago, I think he backed off of that eventually.
Yeah.
But you know, Tylenol, which everyone thinks is safe, is the number one cause of acute liver failure presenting in emergency rooms in America, and has been year after year for many years now. So it's hardly a safe drug.
Well, what would happen, Chris, if there was a dietary supplement on the market, even semi-synthetic, but let's just call it a whole food supplement, they claimed that it caused even one case of acute liver failure? Would that not, you know, result in a massive raid, congressional hearings, front page news? My gosh, we've got to ban the entire supplement industry.
Well, we had something like that with, I forget the substance now that's in Brigham tea and, they used
ephedra?
Meth, I think, some. But,
ephedra. It was ephedra.
There we go, ephedra. Ephedra, actually, several states did make it illegal. Again, it's not a problem if you have it in balance and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
But that one they actually did make illegal, and there was not nearly as many people that had any problem with ephedra as people who have problems with Tylenol every year. But Tylenol's still in the marketplace, and herbs containing ephedra are banned in some states, so it's, you know, it's ridiculous.
It is. Now, I want to go back into the garden, because I've never grown grapes, Chris, and I remember the smell of grapes when I was a kid. And you buy even organic grapes in the grocery store today. They're seedless, and there's really no smell. I went out into this vine, this prolific vine, dozens of pounds were pulling, and the most aromatic grape smell that you're almost thinking, is this real? Is this artificial? I've been so foreign to that smell. It was like the most wonderful. What
and
happened?
How crazy is that, when the fact of the matter is seedless grapes are lifeless? They can't reproduce. That means they're lifeless. So, of course, we get real seeded grapes and we think, is this real? Well, it's the actual real thing.
Yes.
Not Coca-Cola. The real thing is grapes with seeds in them.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me that how far, again, my upbringing, pharmaceutically grown. I've talked about my history, vaccinated, although not as many as they have today. And the wake up, you know, when I was at 24, finding that organic food, real supplements that are real food, and, you know, detoxifying my liver, promoting the elimination of the bioaccumulation of toxins, as you say, with these drugs, there's no basis for our body to use them other than to try to defend against them. And they call those things side effects. They're direct effects that they don't like, because marketing firms say, hey, if we call them side effects, people won't pay attention. Yet those side effects result in more drug deficiency diseases, according to Big Pharma and the minions that represent them, doctors who will write on the prescription pad a drug for every one of the symptoms caused by the previous drugs.
Yes, and when you get down to the fact of the matter, there just isn't a drug that's actually necessary if you knew what you were doing with the human body. So they've taken an It's funny that they call those of us who do real healing alternative healers, when modern medicine is actually the real alternative to healing. So they've got everything backwards.
Yeah, you're right. But again, they control the vertical and the horizontal, much like you know, an episode of the what was the old
Rod Serling?
The Outer Limits. Outer Limits. That's right. And what they do with the wordsmithing, they create reality. And then the people who are numbed out by the exposure to it and, of course, toxicated by the food grown, not organically, but pharmaceutically, let's be honest, pesticides, herbicides, all of those things pushing out the minerals that are there to defend them and for normal metabolic functions. And to the point where they actually believe that injecting toxic poisons into little babies in the guise of a vaccination is a sound thought form to begin with, much less a medical practice that would actually result in better health.
Well, yes, and it's definitely brainwashing. You know, it's been very effective. We are very excited as we continue to see people getting off of medications. But again, the what you called more accurately direct effects, not side effects.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting off of many of those drugs, you start having effects because. Once you're not overwhelming the system with them, the body starts to dump them. And that's why it sometimes is difficult to get off of some drugs, because you begin getting an overexposure when the body starts dumping it from its fat stores and from the water that has been swelling up to try and water it down, literally, to keep it from harming you. As we get people building up their nutrient reserves, depending on what the issue is, if we tell them to build up first and then slowly wean off, there are some exceptions to that, statin drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the history of the world has ever needed a statin drug. It's one of the biggest frauds in the history of the world. And you can quit that drug right now cold turkey with zero bad effects. In fact, you'll get good effects if you the sooner you quit it. So there are some you can just get off of immediately. Others you need to wean off of as
sure.
you build your body's strength up.
One example are the drugs that they use for AIDS, which we know is the HIV causation is a scam. We've been through that many times. But it breeds body dependence. So when people come off of it, then they're told immediately by their doctor, oh, see, AIDS is really rearing its ugly head, when their body is desperately trying to detox from the poisons that they had been given. All right, Chris Barr, not a doc, is with me this first hour, and we are rocking the health world already. Second segment coming up, and boy, it's going to be a good one. Why? Because we're going to address a scientific reality that has been acknowledged in the scientific journals through observation. They only get it half right, but hey, it's a step, but we'll help them get all the way. When dealing with scoliosis, is it a genetic issue or a nutrient deficiency issue? We're going to learn about that with Chris Barr after the break. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As grateful as I am for the harvest, I am also as equally grateful for all of you out there watching and listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Please, all I ask is you share this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can see the things we're talking about today. And Chris Barr, I threw out something on the AIDS scam, the HIV scam, related to the drug idiocracy, right? Talking about putting people on this so-called diagnosis of AIDS on these AIDS drugs. Then they get smart and they say, I'm getting off of them. And then they get sicker. And then the doctors say, oh, see, the drugs are helping you.
Yeah, it's again, as I mentioned earlier, once you get off, the body starts dumping this where it's been storing and hiding them to try and protect you. And because it doesn't want them, so you have some reaction. But even more important, the condition that they call AIDS actually is created by drug use anyway. You know, that's something that I put together back in 1984 when I collated all the data on what was going on with this new condition and noted that the only connective in all the cases was drug use, and not only illicit drug use, but even, you know, prescription drug use. And then Peter Duisberg the following year came out with his glorious piece, and people started asking me if I knew who that was, and I didn't. And, you know, that's when I, you know, first started to hook up. Wow, this is great. Here's a PhD, you know, top whiz, you know, finding the same conclusions that I had found the year before. So, yeah, of course, when people get off of the drugs, they start manifesting the symptoms because that's what causes that condition in the first place.
Right. So don't be fall prey to that in that case. Oh, that's the exception to the rule. No, it's not. It is the rule. Drugs cause disease. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. I want to talk about scoliosis with Not a Doc. Fascinating article. I remember kids that had to wear braces back when I was young in school on their backs because they had such a strange shape. And, of course, chiropractors have a view on how to correct it. But nobody was really talking about the mineral deficiencies. Obviously, from modern medicine, you know this, Chris. And this story is fascinating because it starts exploring genes, but they relate the genes to a manganese deficiency or an inability to use manganese. So I want to give them applause for the steps that they're taking, but obviously we've got to take it much further.
Well, yes. Give them a pat on the back for looking at nutrition for a change. Now if they just keep looking deeper and find that silicon or silica, the mineral, is the key to all bone issues, and that includes scoliosis. Magnesium is also a primary key. So they got the first two letters right, with manganese, that they called for in the article. Make it magnesium. And, you know, a little bit of manganese never hurt anybody, which I had to laugh when I read the scholarly article here. They're lifting up, oh, manganese could be helpful. But then they had to sling in there about midway through the article, well, it's a blessing and a curse because manganese can be toxic and dangerous. So
right.
Even when they mention the possibility of a nutrient being good, they got to throw out there that it might be toxic though. So we got to be careful. But don't be careful with drugs because even though they're 100% toxic, that's okay.
Right, right. If you got a skeletal issue in adulthood or latter years, take Boniva or what's the other one that was promoted? Fosamax, right? And find bone necrosis as the result. But, yeah, it's still the best thing we got, right? The flu shot doesn't work, but it's still the best thing we got. So, again, the PR focuses on all of the negative and turns it into the positive. And you go, I am hypnotized. They said it was good even though it's bad. And we don't think. Now, of course, this article says, hey, they're actually looking at this, moving the right direction, but they still got a ways to go. We're not going to wait for them. But it's an exciting thing to say, hey, look, your kid with scoliosis, look at the nutrient deficiencies he or she may be suffering. Let's bring in the magnesium and the silicon, especially, along with a little bit of manganese as a trace element.
Yeah, so good for them for recognizing manganese. But they got a long way to go yet. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, genetic expression is not something they talk about. They don't talk about it in terms of epigenetics. They just talk about, now let's explore the genes more. Let's talk about the genes. Is the gene, what can we do to engineer the gene? Even though the answer is staring them right in the face. These are nutrient deficiencies like what we opened the show with, acknowledging there's no such thing as a drug deficiency disease, and anything they say is a genetic disorder is at some point in history, including your familial history, and altered gene expression due to deficiencies or toxicological burdens.
Exactly. As I tell people often, genetics is primarily an excuse for bad behavior. they blame a gene or blame something in genetics. When genetics express based upon the environment, your nutrients, or lack thereof.
And if it runs in the family, look, everybody's eating the same way. I wonder if that's a clue. We'll be back after this with more of Not a Doc. Chris Barr. We got a question of the day about cat cancer and fluoride levels in pregnancy, and more.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
So you find these things, use them appropriately.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump says there would be severe punishment if Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, was murdered. On ABC's This Week, White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow was asked if it's appropriate for Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to attend an investor conference in Saudi Arabia.
He is intending to go because of the importance of the issue of ending terrorist financing. Along with the president and the general investigation, Mr. Mnuchin will make up his mind as the week progresses and as new information surfaces.
While at the conference, Mnuchin wants to include a provision to deter currency manipulation in future trade deals, including with Japan, based on the currency chapter in the New Deal to revamp NAFTA. During a mass in St. Peter's Square before 70,000 faithful, Pope Francis canonizes seven people for sainthood, including Pope Paul VI and Salvadorian Oscar Romero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so far everything plugged in, battery charged. We're not going off the air, as far as I know. Super Don's not here, but we're hold the fort. He set us up right. I remember last week, where was I? In Chicago, in Indiana, over at Trinity School of Natural Health, and I plain forgot, and then I went to Dallas for a conference, and I plain forgot to plug in one of the items I was using, and we were doing the YouTube simulcast, and halfway through the show, it was like, all done. I'm like, oh, man, really? But today, so far, so good. Not a doc is here, and we're going to continue on this healing journey. So we have, Chris, from time to time, folks will send in messages over at robertscottbell.com, and that means we get to answer questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And our question of the day today is coming from Kevin. Kevin says, we have a cat, a baby cat, 11 years old. I get it, a baby cat, 11. With an advanced squamous cell carcinoma in his mouth that has tripled in size over the last month. He's still active and affectionate, and pain is managed quite well with pain meds once every 24 hours. He has quite the appetite and is fed a raw, organic, homemade diet, though through a feeding tube 5 to 6 times per day. He's currently on vet-prescribed homeopathic treatment, is treated at home with organic essential oils, and has first C and B injections, ozone treatment. What we're seeking is expert, concentrated guidance to put together a specific plan for our cat's needs on all fronts, as well as the belief and intent on eradicating or stopping the growth of his cancer. It is a long thing, but basically there's a mix of good and some not so good. Obviously, ozone is an oxidative therapy, and I get why you want to do that, because the body does that in defense, but you can overdo it too, and there's some other things to consider here, whether you're a cat, dog, or human.
Well, yes, and selenium, you know, that's the number one go-to, but, well, I kind of have to back off a little bit on that, because the missing link could be giving selenium a run for its money, especially in small animals. We have reports going back decades, and in fact I had one this week, someone mentioned about their dog. The missing link is very important in reducing tumors, because it's restoring all those minerals, trace elements and otherwise. So a combination of the missing link and selenium together, we have people that have been giving their pets and their animals with cancer, you know, 3 or 4, sometimes more, depending on the size of the animal. Probably with the cat, I would give them a couple of selenium every day, maybe even, you know, 3. But then the good thing with the missing link is it's in a capsule. You can open it up and just put it on their cat food, although this one's being fed by a feeding tube, I think we heard.
Yes, yes.
So just put it into the feeding tube and send it directly into the stomach. It's, you know, grind up the selenium with a mortar and pestle. We have people that have done that.
Right. And it is food. I mean, the thing is, it's not pretending to be food. The tablet itself is food, so that's important to understand. It's different than synthetic chalk isolates and petrochemicals. That's not what we're talking about here.
Yes. In fact, the missing link was discovered when they found their burrows, their asses, if you will, that were consuming the ground that constitutes this mineral, this live, living mineral. So, yeah, they had to kind of have a good laugh there, saying, hey, look at them dumbasses eating the dirt. You know, but then they found out, hey, this is good. They're not so dumb.
No, they
smart, I guess we can call them smart asses.
At that point, yes, and it would be accurate because those were donkeys. Now, folks, we got another thing to consider here. This cat is being treated apparently with pain meds, but they didn't reference what. But when they say that, it concerns me that it's a pharmaceutical. And I would say, why not CBD, right? We've utilized this for animals as well in our household. And, you know, there's evidence that at higher dose administrations, of course, it can mitigate severe pain in many cases. Certainly the anxiety associated with, obviously, a feeding tube would be, I'd be anxious if given a feeding tube, much less this cat. So I would say, look to CBD from hemp or cannabis as a helpful aid in reducing pain and discomfort and anxiety.
Absolutely. Plus, it can also be helpful against cancer as well. So it'd be killing two cats with one. Oh, wait. No, let me. You'll be healing one cat with two stones, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something good like that. All right. Well, let us know. There are holistic veterinarians, integrative veterinarians, and we featured some on this show as well. But if you want more information, let us know in the meantime. And, of course, you know, the food does matter. Putting this into the food that you're already doing seems to be homemade, organic, and clean, hopefully species appropriate. That would only enhance the recovery. Silver can be used locally as well, the silver hydrosol. Remember, the ions, the electricity it carries, these are the electrical impulses. Also, it carries oxygen with it. Cancer cells have no real defense against it. So that's another adjunct locally that I don't want to overlook here.
Well, I think we've covered it pretty well there for the cat's sake.
Yes. So let's go back into the scientific realm for those that are into, you know, the egg-headed things that we like to do from time to time. Sometimes something is you know, it's kind of like a revelation. It's just so obvious it could only become today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Who Put That in the Water? And how did it get to all those people that drank it? A new study, yes, get this. A new study led by York University in Canada has found that fluoride levels in urine are twice as high for pregnant women living in Canadian cities where fluoride is added into the public drinking water and they're drinking it.
What a shock. They're getting too much fluoride when they put it in the water?
And that they're drinking it. I know. How did they figure this out? Chris, this is like science on, I don't know, fluoride steroids. But my gosh, people, stop drinking the fluoride. This is a, you know, big reason why we talk about Echo Water, not only because it's got hydrogen, which is so phenomenal, but there are filters that can specifically remove, and the electrolytic process as well removes the vast majority of the fluoride if you're in a municipal system where it's added into the mix. But this is not good for anybody. Fluoride deficiencies, no, sorry, not going there.
Well, again, it's a matter of not understanding the difference between food and not food. You know, the studies decades ago that found fluoride to have some benefit for bones was with calcium fluoride. It was a form of fluoride found in a with calcium combination. The form that they put into the water supplies and put in every substance under the planet that they use it is sodium fluoride, which is a completely different type of fluoride that's in fact is a rat poison, and it was used and still is used to kill rats. You know, so they're using the wrong form. If there was any value, or what little value there is, they're using the wrong form. And we earlier referenced the right form of chromium, extremely beneficial for the kidneys, even necessary. The wrong form causes kidney DNA damage. Beta-carotene reduces lung cancer in food. Put in a synthetic form, it increases lung cancer. Well, same thing with fluoride. The form of fluoride they're using is poison. Literally, it's poison. And so they don't even follow the research to use the right form if you were going to go that route, which even then is just a tiny little benefit, so tiny that if it was a real nutrient, they wouldn't use it. The only reason they use it is because they have an abundance of sodium fluoride from aluminum processing. Mm-hmm. So they've got this toxic buildup that they've now turned into something that's good for you, even though it isn't.
Yes, they turned it into a toxic cash cow. And this is, you know, problematic for anybody, least of all, or most of all, shall I say, women who are pregnant. How is that going to impact brain and neurological development in the offspring? We know that fluoride is a naturally occurring trace element on planet Earth. That doesn't mean you need more of it than anything else, much less added in the wrong form. And, of course, there's fluorosilic acid as well. It's devastating. I mean, it's toxic enough to kill some bacteria, and then they say, oh, it'll help with tooth decay. I mean, this is just a crime. To poison the body in order to not have tooth decay when we should have, again, silicon. We can utilize other substances for good oral health that do not rely on toxic neurological poisons.
Well, look, I woke up yesterday morning at 5:30 in the morning with a tooth ache, which I know is an infection. And it's been a long, long time since I've had something like that. And what did I do? I got Argentin 23. I took a mouthful, held it over, and swished over the area of the tooth where I could feel the pain. Mm-hmm. And the pain began to diminish, and throughout the day I just continued to do that. And, by 12 hours later, I'm pain-free because yes. I've killed the infection that was there with a safe, harmless, actually beneficial to nervous regeneration substance, mm-hmm. a silver hydrosol. So no fluoride needed, which, by the way, you could, you know, swallow fluoride until you were dead and you could never fix a tooth in 12 hours. You know, so, just finding out how the body is meant to function and then work with that right. Instead of working against the body with poisons.
By the way, remind everybody, Chris, where they can get the 100% whole food supplementation we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, at Choose to Be Healthy, Jonathan there, who you know, people loved meeting him at the show a few weeks ago because they've talked with him on the phone, and he's a truly caring individual who takes time with people. He's not just there to, you know, to pass off products and to make a buck. He really does care, so, and that's why he only carries the best 100% whole food and herbal products. So Choose to Be Healthy, 866-424-1077.
Correct. And that includes the missing link. If you don't have it, you're missing it. So, folks, go out and get it. In the meantime, we talk about the fluoride levels. Once again, what do we need to do also? You know, if fluoride increases the uptake of heavy metals into the brain and nervous system. And we talked about, and it was great to have you in my lecture at the Trinity Conference. There's so much information trying to fly through in those 45-minute talks. And we're talking about heavy metals. And aluminum is unique in that silicon or silica is critical for its ushering it out of the body, whereas we talk about a lot of other heavy metals, and we look to selenium primarily.
Yes, silica is the key to removal of aluminum and of lead, and selenium is the key to cadmium and mercury and is a general detoxicant as well. But something else I just mentioned, Robert, the missing link. Yeah. This mineral clay is a very unique clay in that it's both absorptive with a B and adsorptive with a D. It releases the living organic minerals within the clay into the body that it needs, but it also removes the toxic chemicals, including fluoride and others that are absorbed by the clay after it empties the,
up on
the mineral
break,
load.
Chris.
It takes the...
We got to go. Hold on.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, I want to thank Chris Barr, not a doc, with me to the top of the hour here, joining me when Super Don is not out of the beach. Super Don, we hope you're getting some relaxation, some negative ions that are good for you out there. And I want to let you know, folks, we've got another event coming up. Actually, a few events coming up in Florida. And that'll be in Orlando, Florida, at the International Integrative Holistic and Iridology Congress. And it's available and open to everybody, doctors, non-doctors alike, and anybody in between. And that's in the show notes. Go there. And then afterwards, on Tuesday the 23rd, I will be at Peggy's Health Foods in Stuart, Florida. Wednesday the 24th, I will be in Coral Springs, Florida, at Toonies, Florida. So Toonies is in Coral Springs. So we've got a lot of events, and we'll add to them as we know more coming up. In fact, there may be one November 1st. Redmond's Heritage Farm Store. And I'll be speaking about the gut health and microbiome, and I think that is in Orem, Utah. So, yeah, stuff coming up. And not a doc, you got any outgoing events or whatever you got coming up that we should know about?
We have people requesting them, but we're pretty swamped with the after-show catching up, so... well, lots of requests for appearances, but next month we'll be making an appearance in Springfield.
Okay.
At a soon-to-be-featured hometown healer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to do that. We're And I remember the little boy. What's the little boy's name?
Carter.
Oh, the most brilliant eyes. Oh, my gosh. And I think I called him out. Remember at our vaccine panel at the back of the room? There was a non-vaccinated kid. I was like, yeah, this kid's got it going on. So he was a bright
light. The other day his grandmother was listening to something where you introduced me, and he heard and said, "Did he say Chris Barr?" And
yes.
Then it was the vaccination panel. He said, "Oh yeah, I was there." But it immediately caused attention when you heard Dr. Robert Scott Bell mention, introduce Chris Barr.
That was very
cute. He's not a doc's youngest fan.
Oh, I love it. He's just a bright light, folks. The healthiest kids are the ones that are least or not vaccinated at all. And you know, it's funny. I brought up the issue of vaccines in my lecture briefly at the nutrition conference. And there was a PhD researcher from the University of Georgia, Dr. Ann, was it Summers? Brilliant lady. I mean, she is so far ahead of the field in mercury issues. And she's talking about, you know, antibiotic resistance being exacerbated by mercury. And, you know, we talk obviously about silver's use, so we don't have to resort to antibiotics. But she, you know, she also acknowledged, gosh, what was the issue? Now I've lost it. Was it on the... Oh, yeah, it was on the vaccine issue. So she went up to me after. She says, you know, you didn't mention it, but, you know, there might be some problems with not vaccinating. Did you get them to, like, a chicken pox or vaccine party? And I said, heck, yeah, I did. I made sure my kids got those things. She's like, oh, thank goodness. So she even knew that. But it was like a throwaway line, so I didn't go into it further in the talk. But I have to give her props. A smart lady. I'd love to get her on the show one time. But she was right on. Now, folks that are happy they're paying their taxes, even if they're not theirs, you'll be happy to know that you're the leading, well, third leading, maybe second or first leading cause of death. U.S. taxpayers. How do I know that? Because your money is used to fund drug research that goes into patenting those drugs, and the U.S. government gets to make money off of them. So by being a good U.S. taxpayer is actually contributing to the problem. Chris, is this a shock to learn?
No, I've been telling people this for decades. I said, this big con, they say, oh, we have to charge a fortune for drugs because of all the research that and the dollars that we spend on these. And I've been telling people that's a big con. They get all kinds of government subsidies. Tax dollars are paying for these things. They should be giving those drugs away for free if you were going to take those poisons, because you've already paid for them before they make it to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good point. And of course, the whole idea of, what would you say, conscientious objection, standing up and saying, you know what, I cannot contribute to that which is harmful or even deadly. You know, we talk about tax dollars used to, let's say, fund abortions, right? Controversy of Planned Parenthood funding, right? And, you know, it's like you should be up in arms for that, but also up in arms for the fact that your money you put back in or they take from you is going to promote drug research and new drugs that are poisoning the population of the people of planet Earth. But most importantly, for those of you who are America Firsters, the people of America.
Yeah, the millions that Planned Parenthood gets is chump change compared to all the money that Big Pharma gets from Uncle Sam, from big government. You know, I've spoken for years, I've called it the unholy trinity of big government, big pharma, and big media.
Yes.
Because they all act together as one. For their own vested interest, decidedly not in the best interest of you and yours.
That's right. Well, Chris, little media becomes big media when you listen and pass it on. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Jeffrey Jackson next hour. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. I'll link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.